This podcast replay is brought to you by A. Lenny Locksmith Services. From lockouts to lock changes for home or business, car key replacements, and programming for all model cars. 24 hours a day, go to the website at alennylocksmith.com.
As a Dolphin fan, I'm so glad polls showed a vast majority of Dolphin fans were against the Watson trade in Miami. It restored faith in Finns Nation. It's, you know, Karen, the part that's disgusting about our sports society is the win at all cost idea. And because the pros set that example, it trickles all the way down. You know what I mean? And no matter how many times Willie Williams gets busted, you're still trying to recruit him. You remember that? Oh, no, we got to get the number one linebacker in the country, the number one player in the country. We've got to have Willie Williams. And Willie Williams, which I believe, to his credit, has straightened out his life finally. But Willie Williams was a disaster. He never deserved that opportunity at the University of Miami. Ever. In hindsight, right? Because he was a total F-up at that time. And he made everyone at the University of Miami look bad. But win at all costs. And so the Deshaun Watson, win at all costs. And in high school, win at all costs. And you'll do whatever you have to do. When, man, I know a player that was staying at a coach's house so he can be playing in the district and playing with the team and helping them out. You know what I mean? Like, It's the stuff that goes on, win at all costs. That's why it becomes disgusting. Lawrence Phillips drags a woman by her weave down several flights of steps. Gets suspended the entire year for Nebraska, but Tom Osborne has never won a national championship. Win at all costs. Let's bring Lawrence back for the bowl game. Win at all costs. No matter how disgusting he is as an individual. And Mother Earth is way better without Lawrence Phillips in it. Society is way better without Lawrence Phillips in it. So the fact that he's dead and I'm talking bad about him, I don't care. He was a terrible human being. Win at all costs. And that's what has become disgusting in what we do, because it sets a terrible example. And it allows Antonio Brown to be the idiot that he's been over and over and over and over and over again until it was so obvious that they had to, okay, that's it, it's over. We can't bring him in anymore. So now the NFL has finally learned its lesson. But it takes, I don't know how many embarrassments. And that's the problem with sports at all levels. And we send a terrible message. When Steve Howe can keep failing one cocaine test after another and the Yankees keep giving him a chance. You know, it's been going on forever, man. It's not just Deshaun Watson. It's not just, no, it's Steve Howe back in the day. And it just sends a horrible message. And any Dolphin fan that wanted Deshaun Watson, shame on you, man. Shame on you. You want a disgusting and vile individual who is just grotesque at every level. He's not a real man. He doesn't have respect for women. And just because you want to win, you want Deshaun Watson as your quarterback? I hope those of you that wanted Watson, I hope that you repent. I hope you now regret after you watch what Cleveland's going through right now. I don't want a Super Bowl that way. I would not feel good watching the Super Bowl and Deshaun Watson is lifting the, which I don't think is going to happen, by the way. I just don't. I'm a big believer in karma, and I think there's going to be a whole lot of bad karma that's coming Deshaun Watson's way. So he will have,
he will be vilified in public for the rest of his life. That will be one of his penalties, and he's going to have to live with that. He can profess his innocence everywhere he wants. Deep down inside, he knows he's guilty as hell. He knows he's lying. We know he's lying, but he'll continue the lie.
Because, you know, that's kind of the thing today. Just repeat a lie, repeat a lie, repeat a lie, and you'll get enough people to believe the lie. So, yeah, that's the problem, Karen. We are disgusting at every level when it comes to